Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Almost perfect games, nearly imperfect quarterback. We got plenty to talk with. our buddy Jason Lloyd of The Athletic and 92.3 The Fan as he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you guys?
I mean, you just have to pumped. You have to be pumped to talk more about allegations against Deshaun and bad play by Deshaun.
I mean, I'm not at all. I was trying to come up with a good joke, and I didn't have one off the top of my head, so screw it. No, I'm just so sick of all of it.
How do you think the Browns feel about it at this point?
Oh, God. I'm sure they have to feel the same way. Like, you know, go back. Not to relitigate history, but they make the trade, right? And I defended the trade. I thought Baker wasn't good enough. They have to do better than Baker. So I got why they pursued him. But then after that, and they say they do their due diligence and everything else. And then, I don't know the timeline. I'm doing off the top of my head. Like, a month later, 2 months after the trade, this New York Times story comes out with, 60-something women that he had involvements with. What do you think the Browns felt then? Like, it never stops. But part of them had to know, and again, I defended it for a long time. But you had to know, and pardon the bad pun, but when you get in bed with this, what that entails. And it means it's never over. And you thought that you were past the statute of limitations, and you thought you were past it all. Nope, you're not.
Jason, in the event that this, and I know the league has come out and saying, well, there's no new charges for Deshaun, and we're just beginning our investigation here. But in the event that this is treated as a new thing by the NFL, do we know the specific conditions in Deshaun's contract that would allow them a clean out?
I think this is, based on the allegations, it's just allegations. We'll see what comes of it. Based on the allegations, I think this is totally different than before. And that's just me talking. Like, this is just me. Mm-hmm. The fact that, before it was all massages, right? And it was, all with massages. This is a full-blown sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is, if this proves to be credible, I think it is a complete game changer. This is totally different. As one thing, in having some conversations with people around the Browns when this whole thing started, I'm like, all it takes is one woman to come out and say that he did this to me. Like, it was a physical, forceful action. I'm trying not to use certain words because I don't know where the FCC falls on that. But, and that changes everything. And this is the first one now that has done that, that has come out and said, yes, this is what he did. And again, it's just an allegation. Got to investigate it. But will one lead to more? Mm. That's what I'm, I don't know.
What do you think the NFL is going to do about it?
If it's credible, they'll suspend him. He'll be suspended again. If this proves to be credible and separate from all of the other, because again, this is a totally different case. Mm-hmm. And it's just just my feeling on that is that, yeah, he could be suspended again. It could open up a whole new investigation because, again, this is a totally different charge than what the other women were alleging to have had happened. So I think anything and everything is on the table with this. We got to see where it goes.
Go ahead, buddy.
If we switch it over to the on-field stuff when it comes to Deshaun and the Browns in general, Jason, what was the most troubling aspect of the week one performance against Dallas to you?
Oh, boy. Pull up a chair. The most troubling aspect was just how completely lost he looked and the whole thing looked. I mean, he's throwing the ball 7 yards out of bounds. He's throwing the ball. He's completing passes to CeeDee Lamb. That is horrifying.
Not only that, like, that was max protect, no pressure coming, yeah. Bounced twice, was able to step into it. If you're just watching the game from your couch, you're, like, anticipating a dart downfield for 15 yards and a first down or something. The way that he confidently threw the ball out of bounds 6 yards to CeeDee Lamb, I was like, what in the world was that?
Yeah.
No one's talking about what a good catch it was by CeeDee, by the way. The negative media.
Can you imagine if he threw it? He should have thrown it back to him. Can you imagine if he just, like, hauled off and heaved it back? But, and like, it was the two end zone passes, fade routes into the corner of the end zone, were basically thrown it. They're thrown to the photographers, thrown it into the stands. Like, zero touch, zero. But then he turns around and throws a pretty good ball to Amari down in the end zone. So, and that's, like, the whole thing is, like, there's still snippets, there's still bits and pieces that there's still something in there. But the bad is so bad. The bad is so, so bad that it makes you just question everything. Like, yeah, I think this is a major, major problem. And I know it's one game, but it's not one game. Because just sit down and show me the list of reasons why you believe that he's going to return to the player that he was 4 years ago. Yeah. How? It's not a very long list of evidence. And I just feel bad for Browns fans that didn't ask for this, had a lot of this dumped on them. And again, I say this as someone who supported the trade at the time. I get it. But I also, something in my brain just broke at the Greenbrier. Like, something broke in my head when he's standing there at the Greenbrier and saying, oh, people aren't going to like me. And that's when I wrote the column about, you're not a victim, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not the victim in this. Don't try and stand their neck like a victim. Don't think enough time has passed that everyone has forgotten what happened and how this really went down. Sue Robinson said, yeah, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got turned off by the whole thing after that.
Jason, the Browns have publicly, and I think a few times privately, have said they don't regret this trade. They wouldn't undo this trade if they could. Now, after the latest lawsuit and allegations, do you have any sense to believe or any, you know, feeling that that might have changed with both Deshaun's play and the fact that there is, you know, yet another allegation, another lawsuit out there?
It's too early. We got to see where this goes. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I know it's the first, yesterday was the first that any of us had heard about it. I have no idea if the Browns had any prior knowledge of this or not. I don't know if Deshaun knew it was coming or not. So I just think you just have to let the investigation take its course and see if there's credibility behind this or not. The allegations are pretty awful. And so now you got to let the league investigate, and you got to let the process play out and see. And see where it goes from there. And then if there's, you know, and like in his defense, if it turns out that this is not credible, he should sue her. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Like, you go back to all the other cases that he had, the 24, the number, they all run together.
Yeah.
What was it, 24, and he settled 23 of them?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to claim innocence in all this. He never did anything wrong. Why doesn't he turn around and sue anyone for defamation of character? Why?
Right.
That tells me what, you know, tells me what I need to know. But we, in terms of do the Browns regret it? Will they try and get out of it? All that. That's, I think we're on the 10-yard line of that. Like, you just have to let this, it's not, you know, you're not going to get resolution on that this week or next week. I mean, this is going to take a long time, I would imagine. Like, I don't think that this is going to be a speedy thing. This is going to drag out for a while. They usually do.
So with that, because we're in total agreement with a lot of what you've said, but when is, because I think the eraser phrase for this whole thing has been, well, if you're good at football, nothing else matters. And I'm sure that that's, you know, a good game on Sunday changes the equation to some degree for some people out there. But sure. Where's the point in all of this where even good football or great football isn't enough?
Well, it's like he would have to play great all year. Like, okay, it's one game, as awful as it was, and it was horrendous. It's one game. If he comes out and balls out against Jacksonville, that's not enough. Then he's got to come out and ball out against the Giants, mm-hmm. ball out against Vegas, and on and on and on. If he has a monster year, then, a lot of people, it's pitiful, but it's reality. A lot of people will forgive a lot of the stuff or forget a lot of the stuff. But it's the combination of, we didn't ask for this, you dropped this on us, and, oh, by the way, he sucks. Like, that's what a lot of fans, I think, are dealing with today of, we didn't want him here in the first place. We have no ties to him. He has no credibility with us. We didn't draft him here. We didn't watch him grow up as a player. He was a mercenary when he got here, and now he's not even delivering on his side of the contract. And now you're going to dump even more on the Saunas? So, but it's like he's here for this year regardless. Like, this isn't going to be resolved in the next month, I don't think, 6 weeks, anything like that. I would imagine that this will at least – and again, it's just a guess. Like, I don't have any information on that, but I would – you know, it's September. This isn't going to be wrapped up before the end of the year, I wouldn't think. So he's going to be here. And then, you know, if you're talking about exit strategy – I think that's probably for next year and beyond. I mean, they just restructured the contract again. They just gave him another monster check, and they just kicked more money down the road. Maybe that could wind up being a good thing that they pushed more of the if they truly can get out of it. And I have absolutely no idea if they can or not.
But you mentioned that mentioned that he's going to be here. Is he going to be the starting quarterback the entire year? Like, how long do you think the leash should be for somebody who hasn't really shown all the things or any of the things that the Browns expected when they went down this road initially?
I think he will be the starter all year long.
Really?
And remember, Oh yeah. They're not changing course. Not with what they have invested in him. They're not, you're going down with the ship. And again, it's one game.
Sure. But it's actually not though. You know what I mean?
I know, but for this year, it's only been one game.
Sure.
So I think he's a starter all year long. Go back to Baker's last year, and he's basically out there with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that, like, that was an organizational decision to play him. That went far above Kevin. Mm-hmm. And that was an organizational decision. I've said this 100 times. They had to make a decision on him on whether or not to give him another contract or not. And, yeah, he was hurt and he was banged up, but they had a decision to make. So because of that, the decision went above the head coach. Well, they're paying him $230 million. Like, I wouldn't shock me at all if this decision goes beyond the head coach. Like, you know, we can look all out there and say he's not getting the job done if it continues to go down this path. And they'll say, well, this is where the money is. This is where the money is invested. Like, figure it out. That's your job. Figure it out. So, I would think he's the starter, at least for this year. Unless, you know, injury prevents it, I don't think poor play would get him off the field. Not anytime soon. Wow. It would have to get really, really, really ugly for that to be the case.
I mean, his adjusted QBR was 9 on nine. Sunday. As
nine, Jason, 9. Like, I didn't know you could get in single digits.
Well, you can do anything if you just put your mind to it, Chris.
Daniel Jones was next level horrendous, and his was 16.
Jason,
it was 9.
I know that you were above this sort of thing. There's a lot of people pointing to a specific Twitter account that feel like it might be a Deshaun burner. Have you set your journalistic eyes on that endeavor yet?
No, I know the account you're talking about. I've seen it. In fact, I was just having a text conversation about it just a few minutes ago before you called. I have no idea if it's him. It wouldn't shock me if it was someone within that inner circle. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's him, but it certainly, if you go back and look at some of the tweets, it does look like it's somebody that's around him. Let's just say that. Like, well, that stuff happens all the time now. Like, whatever.
So Because I do feel like we're looking a little bit back on this, but when Chris and I were talking about this earlier, you know, it's not as simple as if this thing does end up where Deshaun is no longer, whether it's a suspension or whether they move on from him, whatever it is. Look, the Browns claimed at the time, due diligence. We looked into this. We feel right. comfortable. Is there something, now that we've had 2+ years, is there something in the process that the Browns went through that could have been done differently to lead to a different decision or maybe given them a better chance at making a more informed decision that maybe this was going to be a little bit more than just, we'll get through the PR hit and get good football on the ground?
Well, I think that's how all teams view it. Just take the PR hit and move on. And, you know, I know that they spoke to Rusty Harden's associates, who, and Rusty's associates, before Rusty took the case, he had two female attorneys who were working the case with him. I can't remember their names. And they went back to sort of Deshaun's hometown, and they did some digging around on Deshaun and everything before Rusty agreed to take the case. And I know the Browns spoke to them about everything that they had found, and they got to a point where they felt good about it. What in that process could be different? I know the Browns took a lot of criticism at the time for not reaching out to Tony Busby or any of the victims and hearing what they had to say. I think that there's a lot that goes into whether or not that's prudent for the team to do, to reach out. There's competitive issues to that. You know, I don't know if there's a whole lot of trust on either side in a situation like that, and I think there's probably concern.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Busby could go to the media and say Cleveland called, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different reasons for why things do or don't happen. So I don't know that they would look back on that process and say, we missed on this. We didn't do this. We should have done this differently. I think, I mean, Michael Hall, look at Michael Hall, all the allegations against him, he's back on the field the next day. So the NFL very much is just a take the PR hit and move on. And that's how it's been, and I don't think that's changing.
Jason, we got like 10 seconds here, buddy, but does Jacksonville feel like a must-win game?
No. No. I think they will win. I pick them to win. I think they will win. It's the second week of the season. We are a long, long, long ways away from must-win type situations. But certainly that building's going to feel a lot better if they do win, for sure. But I can't call it a must-win in week two.
Jason, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. See you guys.
See you, bud.
Jason Lloyd, you seem pretty surprised by that. Why does that surprise you?
Just because of what this season is supposed to be for the Browns and the expectations attached to it. And if you're not getting quality quarterback play and you're not winning games, I think on one hand, yeah, there's some truth to the fact that the organization owes it to themselves to get as much data and information about Deshaun as possible. But you're also trying to win games. And a quarterback change is one of the quickest ways to jolt your team into a different level of competition than what you're currently getting.
I hear you. And by the way, on a like practical side, having to watch the product on Sundays, mm-hmm. I agree. Like, I do not want to watch another 16 of the last game that I just saw.
Yeah.
But you keep, this is going to almost sound accusatorial, so that's I'm going to change this. But you've said multiple times it's 13 games. Not all those 13 games are the same.
You're right.
This is Sunday was a pretty strong departure to look as honestly worse than he did in 2022. So if you look at it, there is a part, at least right now, you can say, well, all right, in 2022, we saw him gradually get better in those games. All right. And then next year, with a bum shoulder, we saw this guy put up three of his five games were good games. No matter who they were against, statistically, you can justify those games. So, mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, but I tend to agree with Jason. It's going to have to get so much worse on a elongated time period. And I know nobody wants... I wish I could just lie to everybody, mm-hmm. and then he plays well, and then that we never have to fact-check ourselves. But the truth is... you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound on this.
Yeah.
And I just cannot see a way in which they go, well, it's 14 games, this guy sucks, hit the bricks. Even in the name of winning, sorry.
Here's the other reason why it would be surprising to me, Nick, and why I asked Jason that question and got so surprised with his answer. If you think about what else is on this roster at quarterback, like the guy that is the backup has been a starter before. So... he is more of a ready-made option for this team that if they want to hit the ejecto-cito cuz, they could do that.
The ejecto-cito cuz?
Remember Fast and Furious?
No, I like it.
All right. Good call. It's not like the only guy that they have to turn to is unproven Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yeah, but I think if you're selling anyone on Jameis Winston, I think that's... I get what you're saying, and yes, in a lot of cases, turning it over to, and I think Jameis is almost borderline underrated.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, I think Jameis would probably be best in the scenario that Joe Flacco was last year, and now that thing that's not installed. So now,
in what way?
It is
an injury that
no, like the new offense, like as much as we want to talk about it, the new offense was out there on the field. Yes, they only ran under center, but like. Everything else, majority of the passing game was out of the gun. And so I guess you get to this point where, okay, does Jameis fit the new reality? Does he fit the old reality? How do you make that change? Like, I think it's just easy to say, go to the backup quarterbacks. They're the most popular player in any franchise for a reason.
Yeah.
But like, I think even logistically, I don't think it's as simple as, oh, Jameis, you're the starting quarterback now. Let's go win some games.
Well, here's the thing. I think Kevin Stefanski has shown himself throughout the course of his time as head coach of the Browns to be adaptable, right? So I think if it's Jameis Winston, if it's DTR, like I think Kevin finds a way to get the most out of whoever the quarterback is. Beat San Francisco with PJ Walker, right? They beat Pittsburgh with DTR. They went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. He had Jacoby Brissett looking like a competent NFL quarterback.
You know, Jacoby had looked like that before in Indy for a season.
He had, yes.
Yeah. Like, so, because, like, even now, like, Baker's best season was with Kevin until it was last year in Tampa. So while I agree there's a school of thought that I think Kevin might work best with quarterbacks who have to follow his every, where basically they're like droids. That they just
more
do what he says.
Structure in place?
Yeah. No. Ultimate structure in place. And by the way, you can be said the same thing can be said for Kyle Shanahan.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Shanahan's best work has been with the Kirk Cousinses, the Brock Purdy's, the Jimmy Garoppolo's.
Mm-hmm.
At the same point, that's also part of this conversation. Like, I hear everything you're saying. I really, really do. And to me, It makes a lot of sense just in what I'm watching.
Yeah.
But that's just not how organizations go. And I honestly think we got to go to another quarterback, mm-hmm. I think it's the last thing you do, because everyone does it with the assumption it's going to work out. You think you've seen Bleak after this game? See Bleak, and let's talk Bleak after you go to Jameis and it doesn't work.
Sure, that's the downside of it. There's no doubt about it. And I can't sit here, Nick, and say that going to Jameis would be a clear-cut upgrade, or I can promise you better football from the quarterback spot or better offense in general. But I think if you get to a point where you feel like Deshaun is a detriment to this team's success, you owe it to the players in that locker room as an organization to do whatever you can to try and put yourself in a better situation to win. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But there's a reason why you have this guy here. It's not for rah-rah speeches before games. It's not only to be Deshaun Watson's buddy in the locker room. It's not only to be a sounding board and really, really good in the quarterback room. It's to be there in case you feel like you need a change. It's to be there in case you feel like he could do better. That's what a backup quarterback does.
I think you're talking like every team's North Star is and always will be winning games. It isn't always.
You don't think that's what it is this year for the Browns?
I mean, winning games with Deshaun Watson as their North Star.
Man, they're coming off a playoff appearance.
There's
big time pressure.
Well, actually,
there's huge expectations.
So the pressure is
bloated
off.
Salary.
If you were coming off the 2022 season where you'd missed the playoffs and were a 7-win team, the expectation would be the playoffs. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't think we can fall into the trap of every team all the time is just trying to win. There's a lot that goes into
that. I agree. There are certain teams in certain situations. But this team, to me, seems like it's trying to win. The moves that they have made with this organization are very much win-now moves.
And I think they're trying to win now with Deshaun Watson.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.